the government's announcement sent shockwaves through markets, especially on the foreign exchange market. On Friday, the dollar traded for 500 South Sudanese pounds. On Monday and Tuesday, the dollar was trading for 700 South Sudanese pounds, forcing commodity prices to rise as traders wondered what would happen to their money when a new currency is introduced. Kamis Opoka, a resident of the border town of Numeli, says people living and working on the border with Uganda are especially worried about the change in currency.
Today, there's not any business which they bring those fresh items from the other side of Uganda. They refuse to bring the food today because of the rate. Even the other shops, they are not open. Unless when you go to the shop and then they ask you Uganda money. Today at morning time, I went to buy something in the shop, the sugar, but the owner of that shop told me that now sugar I cannot sell. Because now when I sell the price, you cannot afford. And even he closed the shop and then he went away.
President Salva Kiir convened an extraordinary Council of Ministers meeting over the economic crisis on Wednesday. Immediately after the meeting, Information Minister and government spokesman Michael Makuei told reporters the government wants traders to remain calm.
After thorough deliberation, the cabinet decided to appeal to those business people and those traders who have closed their shops to open them for the public. Because all those who have closed the shops, of course, are in a way adding more to what is already there.
Makuei says the government's decision to change the local currency was misunderstood by the public. Instead of encouraging people to deposit their South Sudanese pounds in the bank, it wound up having the opposite effect. People rushed to get their hands on the U.S. dollars of any amount. Makuei says the cabinet has tasked Trade and Industry Minister Kwal Athiyan Mawien to urgently meet the business owners across the country to address the matter.
For the clarification of this decision and the former resolution, the Minister of Trade and Industry will be meeting with all the communities, all the business communities that are operating here in South Sudan. Being indigenous or foreign, all these bodies will have to be met and explained to them. Meanwhile, they are expecting to open their shops tomorrow. Meanwhile, their shops are open. If they have any grievances, if there is anything, then it is these are the issues that they will discuss with the Minister of Trade and Industry.
Last Friday, the government formed a Cabinet Economic Committee to conduct a study on various government resolutions, including the production of a new currency, as a way to improve the shrinking economy. Makuei says the panel will report back to the cabinet this Friday, after which the government will come up with measures to improve the economy. Dr. Abraham Kwalnyon, a professor of economics at the University of Juba, says the South Sudanese economy is rapidly deteriorating because it is primarily based on speculations rather than traditional best practices.
The issue of printing of the new currency was supposed to be taken for more scrutiny and analysis before it could be adopted as a government policy. The change of currency by itself should not bring any stability within a South Sudan economy.
Kwal says citizens have reasons to panic after hearing the government's plans to change the country's currency.
Let's say if you have 1 million South Sudanese pounds, and the new South Sudanese pound that is coming to market, they will say 1 million will be equal to 1,000 South Sudanese pounds. That means people are losing triple digits. This is why people are panicking in the market.
South Sudan depends almost exclusively on oil revenues, which accounts for a little over 98% of its budget. Kwal says part of the reason the economy is suffering is low oil prices on the international market due to the coronavirus pandemic. He says the government overlooked other non-oil revenue for a long time, which has contributed to the ailing economy. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.